And I'm Waiting for the Man is one of, if not my favorite song off of that record. Just because of that, it's really got that grit and that edginess that made the Velvet Underground, you know, such a special band. But it's also very easy on the ears and a very catchy listen without losing any of that grit or that beautiful, vivid imagery of Lou Reed's storytelling that's just so fantastic. And, you know, that grittiness of their sound, that kind of that recording quality and just the not mess of all the instruments coming together, but kind of just unorganized and kind of clustered sound that was so special for the Velvet Underground is kind of one of the reasons that many people say that their music inspired just everyone who listened to it to start their own band, because it kind of sounded like it could easily be recreated. And, you know, don't get me wrong, so many bands have, you know, emulated the Velvet Underground with their authenticity, when they're like authentic sound, and, you know, they've had positive results, but no one's ever really recaptured or paralleled the Velvet Underground's just authenticity and grit, and that just that really raw sound. And the fact that they did it in the years that they did it and in such a short time really makes them a really special band. And then before that, we had Realize by Quasimodo, who is the that's the name that's Madlib's kind of undercover MC name, so that's really producer that we all know, Madlib. And that beat on that song is just super, super dope. And to even try and dissect that and what's going on in there in terms of samples and loops, and there's like a flute going on in there, and he takes a bunch of other rap beats. I know some Wu-Tang beats are in there, and just he just makes it something so wholly his own. And I can't even begin to comprehend or even analyze something as complex as a Madlib beat, honestly. And then, but he's amazing. And then before that was Todd Rundgren with I Saw the Light, which is the leading track off of his breakthrough LP, Something Anything. And Todd Rundgren is a fantastic, fantastic pop songwriter who definitely got a lot of credit in his peak during his time of fame, I guess you could call it. But kind of now, he's not looked back upon as popularly and as fondly as other pop songwriters of the time or other musicians in general. I think he's kind of overlooked sometimes. And I truly think that he was a fantastic songwriter who should still be appreciated and still be relevant today more than he is. And then before that was the classic Diggable Planets with Where I'm From, which was off of their big album. Honestly, I don't even remember what it's called, but it's that classic album cover. And that's a fantastic tune off that record. And they were really one of the leaders of the alternative hip-hop movement of the 90s, you know, along with a tribe called Quest and along with De La Soul, who kind of, you know, at that time period, mainstream hip-hop and, you know, the hip-hop that everyone knew, people that didn't dive deep into the genre, was, you know, N.W.A., Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, Tupac on the West, and then Biggie, Nas, Wu-Tang Clan on the East. You know, hip-hop was very geographical at that time period, and the commonalities that existed between those two prominent coasts, despite the fact that they really didn't get along with each other and they really clash. You know, obviously both Biggie and Tupac died, you know, I don't need to go into that, but the commonality that existed between those two coasts on the mainstream side of hip-hop, while they were all amazing, amazing artists, they gave off a very gangster, a very mafioso, a very, you know, girls and money type of persona, type of vibe, which was totally cool and led to some classic, classic, classic music. But what these guys did kind of on the alternative side is they showed us that, you know, black culture wasn't everything that the music was claiming that it was. And so often, you know, some outsiders would, you know, misunderstand what black culture really stood for. And these artists showed us, you know, black people, African Americans can be sophisticated and creative and artistic and, you know, people made a lot of generalizations about race and color during that time period because of what was reflected through hip-hop culture, and these guys kind of showed us a different side. Both are fantastic. I love all 90s hip-hop. I think it was a real lightning in a bottle time period for that music. But this is just a different side to it, which is super cool. And then before that, we had Animal Collective with Lying in the Grass, which just came out a few days ago. They released it in anticipation of their new LP, which I think is supposed to drop on February 22nd, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Painting With. It's highly anticipated because it's been a few years since their last album, which wasn't really super well received in the first place. I think it was called Today's Supernatural, but I'm not positive. Don't take my word for that. But if the singles that have come out for Painting With, the two that have come out, Floridada, it's a weird title, and Lying in the Grass, if those two are indicative of what the album is going to sound like, then we've got a great record on our hands, because both of those have just been super catchy, super authentic Animal Collective classic sound that we all know and love from them. And I'm super excited to see what these guys have in store for their upcoming record, because these guys just make quality music, and they have for a long period of time. You know, they've had ups and downs, that's for sure, but every great artist does, in my opinion, and their ups are certainly way, way, way up. I love their stuff. I'm going to see them live in a few weeks. I'm super pumped for that. Wow, that was a lot of talking. It is 3:06, so now Feeling Feelings with DJ Lou is officially over for this week. He'll be here next week with his show. I won't be subbing for him, so you'll get to hear some of his great tunes next week at 2 a.m. But now it's 3 a.m., so now it is officially my show, Welcome to the Machine. So we've got about 55 more minutes now of just some great, great, great tunes, one after the next. Just to preview what we have coming, we've got some Outkast, we have got some more Girls, we've got some more The Avalanches, and then we've got some more classic music coming your way. I've got some Beatles for you guys, I've got some Nirvana, I've got some Bob Dylan, and then of course, I would be remiss if I did not include some of the late, great David Bowie on this show, because as I'm sure you all know, whoever's listening, if anyone is, he passed away about a month ago, and it was very sad, but he died. The way he died was super, I don't want to say beautiful, because it's hard for death to be beautiful, but it was the most beautiful way he could have died possible, and also very prolific. He went out with just a beautiful album, and he was a truly special, one-of-a-kind artist who will always be remembered. So we got some of him coming up, and then we have also got some Run the Jewels. So we just got some great tunes coming your way. So if you're chilling right now, if you're about to fall asleep, stay tuned to this station. Keep these vibes rolling, and let's start with some music right now. I have got some Outkast for you guys. Oh, excuse me. First, I gotta do a quick PSA. So don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. So this has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. And now let's get back to some tunes.
They got me, goddammit, they done changed the rules. The common denominator, the nigga numerator. Never know who the hater, niggas cater to your ego. I'm sorry like Atari, who's the cousin to Coleco. Fish and Puerto Rico, back on the street like Chico. The barge, he large and got a lack in the garage. Few parts here and there, I declare hard. My lord, one at Clark, one at Spelman. Both know each other and it's cool, you can tell when you step off in the party, women jump for joy. But all the wild niggas scheming, they gon' jump the boy. For spitting all that bourgeois, my watch, my car, I'm a star. I'd rather be a comet by far. Rock. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jabbing like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddammit, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jabbing like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we
we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddamn it, they done changed the rules.
Deliver this through your audio, ghetto mafioso, bro, hydro, then bagging up yo. Price that longevity suggests make moves slow. Take time, bro, eight, react, now blow. Hydro, slide, roll like fuck Ronaldo. Fly, ride, though, shit looking wide open. Glide, yo, flipping the page, I go. Watch 5-0, jump on my meat, ride slow. Watch those undercovers, cop those, rock those, Glock those. Leave them back and collect spot grows. Keep a watch froze, lean on the yacht, wash clothes. Let the chop blow back and have a block, block grows, what?
Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddamn it, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddamn it, they done changed the rules.
But I bust raps like D-Boys bust gas. Shit, we the type of people that don't bury the axe or the hatchet. Every time we see your link, we snatch it. Ride round our hood, talking that dumb shit. Your cabin is crap, like plumber's ass and summer's grass. I've been in the game for a minute. Seen some suckers like y'all passing, thinking you light skin. Alright then, little boy, why you frightened? The dungeon family gon' be here, nigga, so keep right. I gotta hit the source, I need my other half on mic. Because that southern playalistic hell and music was a classic, right? Call it party point indicator, they got my back. So, we gon' keep on jamming and stabbing off in the track. I think it's time to bungee, but buddy, we will be back. And I'm finna put some D's on the lag, know that.
Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddamn it, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddamn it, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddamn it, they done changed the rules. Old school players to new school fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. But skew it on the barbie, we ain't trying to lose. Say I be goddamn it, they done changed the rules.
Outkast will never be another one like them. One of my favorite duos, groups, artists of all time. Anything related to music, they're one of my favorites. I love them.
I'm sending you this photograph of say
Hello, this is headquarters.
Hey, baby, what happened? What is this?
Shut up. Gangsta Kids, baby. ES to the G. Yeah. LA. Seven colors. I move my ass to Cali with my Indiana bucket. I need to slap a wet one on the frame, a little rusty. They call my shit a scraper in the bay, the bitches love it. And I'm choking on some Cali good. Been wanting to cruise up Crenshaw since a little nigga watching boys in the hood. Since Ricky got killed, copping that corn beer. Before the palm trees, pussy in the recording years. I was overdue for a visit. A valley bitch with family in the shine gave me the digits. The 818, the sex was great, perfect the art of fornication. Put a bitch out the car for a bar, your Cali conversation. All my hoes from way back want me to be chillin' where they at. G.I. until I die, but bitch, LA is where I lay at. My children gon' be raised at, where they gon' place my grave at. Since Magic bought the team, it brought new meaning to that LA hat. Shout out to the blocks, Inglewood, Compton, South Central.
Watch. Hold me my home, that's where LA, I stay
at,
nigga.
That's where I lay at, nigga.
When I am gone,
that's where I stay at, nigga.
That's
where I lay at, nigga.
My home, LA,
LA.
I ride for you.
You know I ride for
when
you.
When I am gone, just know that sure. I owe you.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to LAX from JFK. It's a great day. I mean, I love New York, but of course I live out there, so don't go there. You heard it before. Ironic, my uncle had the king of music on Crenshaw. Cause now I'm the king of music to all y'all. California love, California dreaming. I seen lost angels, I even found demons. Where you learn to survive and keep your head high. Hit the weed clinic for sativa, get your head high. We ain't in Kansas City, but you'll find a Tech N9ne. And if that tech jam, you better have a toast too. Fuck that, this what we gon' toast to. Everybody that ain't died before 21 like we was supposed to. For the male, I'm going postal. I heard the baddest females on Pacific Coastal. If it means anything, I'm so LA, my dad died on King.
Make a home, my home. That's where I stay at, nigga.
That's where I lay at, nigga.
When I am gone,
that's where I stay at, nigga.
That's
where I lay at, nigga.
My home, LA, I
LA.
Ride for you.
You know I ride
when
for you.
When I am gone, just know that
sure.
I owe you.
Yeah, we're from a condo to sleeping on my nigga couch. Papa said it is negatives in my bank account. Too much pride to let this pussy industry play me out. Repairing that broken dream, that's what LA about. Shout to Cali Bud, my West Coast plug. Brother from another mother, he showed that West Coast love. Remember me and Killer Cavs pulling them stick-ups, cuz bending blocks with my nigga box, smoking the whip up blood. Got to keep it true when I maneuver. I got all kind of homies, Harlem's, Avalon's, and Hoopers. My little homie from families, he keep a team of shooters. My 60 niggas, they rolling, my 8-tray niggas moving. Been 20 years since the rise. LA niggas keep it thorough, fuck keep it quiet. Bitches on in this war zone where we reside. As I begin, let my sins wash away with the tide. Who the fuck are kidding? I done tried everything but dying. Flirt with other places, but this Cali bitch, they on my mind.
My home,
that's where
LA,
I stay at, nigga.
I ride for you.
That's where I lay at, nigga.
Gone,
that's where I stay at, nigga. That's where I lay at, nigga.
My home, LA,
LA.
I ride for you.
You know I ride
when
for you.
I am gone, just know
for
that
sure.
I owe you.
Yeah.
You're everything I need.
Not a new allegiance to the West Coast. I've been on the West Coast all this time.
Alright, and that was Girls with Alright off of their EP, which is entitled Broken Dreams Club. It probably doesn't get as much credit as it deserves in comparison to their two albums. One of which is called Album, which I played a track off of earlier, and the other of which is called Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which are both nothing short of masterpieces, and this EP sometimes gets lost in the crowd, kind of sandwiched in between those two, but it is just as good. Honestly, I probably find myself, I'm a huge Girls fan, I have been since probably about 2013 or so. I think I discovered them at the end of my sophomore year, and it was love at first sight. I listened to their record a ton over that summer, and I just really love their sound, which I'll kind of elaborate on in a bit. But the Broken Dreams Club LP EP is probably the one that I listen to most still to this day. You know, I still listen to all three of their records pretty frequently. You know, I'll go in and out of phases where I'm listening to them every day of the week sometimes, or you know, then I'll take a little break for a while. But the music that they created is very memorable, and it never gets old, honestly. And what I think that really speaks to is the fact that their sound, and you know, bands like Foxygen and them, and you know, the Strokes, even though they're different, I kind of more want to talk about Foxygen, the band I played earlier with No Destruction, and Girls. Those two bands in particular, they really sound like the melodies they make, their vocal tones, their guitar patterns, their chord progressions. They all are very, very commonplace in music and nothing really new. But for some reason, they also sound like nothing before. In a way, they're almost so familiar that it's like nothing I've heard before. And I think that is what really makes them so cool and enjoyable. You know, they sound like anything that could have came out of the 60s or 70s, anything. You know, just like the surf rock period, the psychedelic rock period, the hippie movement, harder rock. Like, it's a combination of all of those things into just something that is so wholly their own and so unique. And that's what I love about those bands. Most specifically Girls, but Foxygen too. Both really bands that took, you know, a smorgasbord of influences from the past and just melded it into something truly theirs. So yeah, that was Girls with All Right. And then before that, we had Freddie Gibbs featuring Absol with The Lakers, which is a track off of his Madlib-produced album entitled Piñata. Fantastic, fantastic record, as are all of records that Madlib's going to be producing. Super excited because of the new Kanye track that came out a few weeks ago, which had production handled by Madlib, which was, of course, fantastic. When you have Kanye and Kendrick Lamar each spitting hot verses over a Madlib beat, how can you go wrong? And speaking of Kanye, I heard that Waves, I mean, I didn't hear, I know that Waves is coming out this week, so we can all be super excited for that. I don't know if it's going to be titled Waves, actually. He's changed the title around a few times. First it was So Help Me God, then it was Swish, my personal favorite. And now it's Waves, but he still says it's up in the air in terms of title. But I think we're all expecting a home run from Kanye when it comes to quality, and I'm super excited to give that a listen. And as I know, I'm sure many people are. And then before that, like I mentioned, was Foxygen with No Destruction off of their breakthrough LP. This is a long title. We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. Classic, classic, classic record. Both Foxygen and Girls, like I said, there's a lot of commonalities that exist between those bands, not only in their sound, but in the fact that they were also only composed of two members each, and also neither of them are making music anymore. They both had very short stints in the music industry, but what they did in their short time together, both of those duos, was nothing short of fantastic. And then before that, was Outkast featuring Raekwon off of their classic LP Equimini, and that was Skew It on the Barbie, which is just a super great track, as are all of the tracks on Aquemini and essentially every track that Outkast has ever made. I'm not even going to start talking about Outkast because there's too many good things I could say about them, and my love for them has been undying from the moment I heard them, which was probably when I was 5 or 6 years old, was when I first heard them, and they have by far been the musical act that has been relevant and important to me for the longest span of my lifetime so far. There has been no group or duo or band or solo artist that I've loved more for a longer period of time than Outkast, and I think that really just speaks to how great they are in my eyes and in the eyes of many others. And unfortunately, like Foxygen, like Girls, their career was short-lived, but absolutely magical, and there will never be another duo, group, hip-hop act in general of their kind. Truly, truly, truly originals. So, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and right now I'm going to hit you guys next with an album that just came out yesterday. This is the first track off of the new Dive LP, Is The Is R, and this song is called Out of Mind, and I'm really digging this tune. Super catchy.
Yeah. Well, it's the M.I. cricket letter, ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater, cause I'm cooler than the polar bear's toenails. Oh hell, there he go again, talking that shit. Bend corners like I was a curve, I struck a nerve, and now you about to see the southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sacks, B-I-G-B-O-I, is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Now, my oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better, let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait, because the future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gon' have that nigga syndrome. I will it know to beat the arts regardless of its skin tone. I will it feel that if in tune it, it just might get picked on. I will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone. The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the beast of my pie. Now break a breaker tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Every day I sit while my nigga be in school, thinking about the second album at the dungeon, shooting pool like ES to the PN, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like you made the B team. And like your daddy's wife, you making a coffee. You heard the AT alien, so back the hell up off.
Shh, shh, softly, as if I played piano in the dark. Found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Freaking amazing song. Just a head bobbing, grooving beat with just freaking masterful poetry of lyrics. And just that's what Outkast was all about. You could bob your head and use your mind at the same time when you listen to their music. So special. Up next, we got some more of the Avalanches off of their classic record, Since I Left You. Here's Close to You, followed by Diners Only.
Yeah. disco, disco. Dizzy we can stop till the midnight, till the night, till the night, till the night, till the night.
that is one of the many immortal songs by David Bowie, Sound Division.
Great stuff.
Yeah, this is good.
Great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hold a cold one like he hold a old gun, like he hold a microphone and stole the show for fun, or a foe for ransom. Flows is handsome, holds in tandem, anthem, random, tantrum, phantom of the grand old Opry, acts the dumb hottie, mask, pump shoddy, somebody stop me, hardly come sloppy on a retarded hard copy, after rocking parties he departed in a jalopy. Watch the drop top poppy, known as the grimy, limey, slimy, try me, blimey. Simply smashing in a fashion that's timely. Mad villain dashing in a beat rhyme crime spree. We rock the house like rock and roll. Got more soul than a sock with a hole. Set the stage with a goal to have the game locked in a cage, getting shocked with a pole. Overthrow it like throwing over a biscuit. A lot of bitches think he's overly chauvinistic. Let go his dick if that's the case. Rats, what a waste, it's more cats to chase. Dogs, he got it like new powers. Woke up broke, spit the shit in a few hours. Sheesh, been a leash since the Glee Club. Had your fans saying, please make me a dub. Well, since you asked kindly, where he been behind the mask, who can't find me? You're blind, in the wine zone. Leave your mind blown when he shine with the nine. He's a rhinestone. Cowboy. No, enough. Goonie Google, loony cuckoo, like Eric Anu off Newsu Review. But who knew the mask had a loose screw? Hell could hardly tell, had to tighten it up like the Drells and Archie Bell. It speaks well of the hyperbase, wasn't even tweaked and it leaked into cyberspace. Couldn't wait for the snipes to place, at least a track listing bone print typeface. Stop for a year, come back with thumbtacks, pop for the beer. We're hip-hop sharecroppers, used to wear flip-flops, now rare gear coppers. He's in it for the quiche, you might as well not ask him for no free shit, capiche? Oh, my aching hands, from raking in grands and breaking in mic stands. Villain, the smile stun your chick, while he put himself in your shoes, run your kicks. You heard it on the radio, tape it, play it in your stereo, your crew will go ape shit. Raw lyrics, he smells them like a hunch, the same intuition that tells him spike the punch. Curses, he's truly the worstest, with enough rhymes to spread throughout the boundless universes. Let the beat blast, he told him wear the mask, he said you bet your sweet ass. It's made of fine chrome alloy, find him on the grind, he's the rhinestone cowboy.
Sometimes they were comedic or relentlessly horrifying. They were the foes of society, whether fighting the local sheriff or a secret agent. Frequently they mirrored our times, the gangster villains which rival real newspaper headlines of the present day. Collectively, they are the components which have fueled nightmares for decades to come.
Mad Villain, classic hip-hop duo. They struck gold with this record, and this was Rhinestone Cowboy, which you just heard. A great example of what Madlib does, which makes his beats so exciting and relevant and memorable, is that he just takes samples from such dark, strange, unknown territories or places or whatever you want to call them, and just kind of combines them together in a way that sounds so beautiful. And, you know, it's a very cacophonous, not a very pleasing, easy on the ears sound, I would say, his style of production, but that's what makes it so unique and what makes it stand out and what makes it actually so rewarding and so listenable. No matter how many times you listen to it, it just never gets old, because you can always find new things and new strange places that the sounds are stemming from, and to me that's just super cool. So that was Rhinestone Cowboy. And then before that, like I said, was David Bowie with Sound and Vision off of his album Low, which is one of my favorite David Bowie albums. And it's funny because, you know, I was thinking about David Bowie. I've been thinking about him a lot since he passed away because he was truly special. And I was thinking about my favorite David Bowie albums, one of which is Low. And then obviously another one of which is the classic The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. I was just thinking to myself how both of those records are so fantastic, yet so different from each other. And that was where Bowie's true genius lied, was the fact that he was just able to constantly reinvent himself to such great successes, and then only to just reinvent himself again. And again and again and again. And he was just a true artist in every sense of the word. And that's evident by all of his music. So if whoever's listening, if you've yet to listen to David Bowie, get your S together and listen to some of his stuff. So I got a few more songs for you guys to close out this show. Let's start out the home stretch with some Nirvana from their Unplugged concert, which is really great. Enjoy. Favorite guitar solos probably ever, right here. So much emotion, so few notes.
Memory. This was written by the Vaseline's. Well, it's a rendition of an old Christian song, I think. Or we do it the Vaseline's way.
This will be my last song. Thank you all for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend.